Sunday morning, 10:420. This is the Prophet's Corner Uncut. The title of this is Holy Ghost Taught Can't Be Bought. Holy Ghost Taught Can't Be Bought. Lord's bringing in institutions this morning, isn't he? He's had it with all their towers. He brings down towers. Nimrod. In the book of Jasher, it goes into great detail about Nimrod. He was not a nice dude. Over the past 26 odd years, I've come to realize that God trains His own. When we are brought up traditionally, and by that I mean in church, there is certain chains of command or sets of rules and regulations that apply for everyone to be recognized or used in any capacity. Well, who are you? Where did you go to school? How many years have you been in ministry? Do you have any credentials? Who did you train under? Sound familiar? At the beginning, I had a real struggle with this, but I was immature and didn't really know much about God's Word. Over the years, the Lord has shown me that He isn't looking for the qualified, but He is looking for those that He can qualify. In other words, if God has called you, He will qualify you. He does His own training. He's got His own training plan. I'm not saying He won't tell you to go to a seminary, and if He does, then obey. But it seems, just studying the Word of God, that He doesn't need the doctrines of men to qualify His ministers, like Paul and Moses are two prime examples. You could put Joseph in there even. For what God wanted them to do, they went to isolation. These are two prime examples of how God's does His training, usually in seclusion and without the consultation of with flesh and blood. Jesus led His disciples by example. With that being said, and for whatever reason the Lord wants you to know this, here is what He said to me a few days ago. All right, this is 10:2-20. The Pharisees wanted Jesus' credentials before they would listen to anything He had to say. We're going to look at some scriptures as we do this. Matthew 21. So let me save you some years and some trouble. Don't look to institutions or ministers or anything else for your training. Don't look to that. You get it from God. You get His instructions. Because there's many that have gone off to cemetery and gotten trained and then dry as dust, never make it. And thank God forsook them. No, they forsook God. If He calls you, don't you think He has an idea of how He wants you trained? All right, Matthew 21:23. When He was coming to the temple, the chief priests and the elders of the people came unto Him as He was teaching and said, "By what authority doest thou these things? And who gave thee this authority?" Now this is three times in the. I just wrote it one time to read, but it's two more times in the Gospels. And Jesus answered and said unto them, "I also ask you one thing, which if you tell me, I and likewise will tell you, by what authority I do these things. The baptism of John, whence was it, from heaven or of men?" And they reasoned with themselves, saying, "If we shall say from heaven, He will say unto us, why did ye not then believe Him? But if we shall say of men, we fear the people, for all hold John as a prophet." And they answered Jesus and said, "We cannot tell." And He said unto them, "Neither tell I you by what authority I do these things." As far as I'm concerned, how God trained me and my credentials is none of your business. And if you don't like it, I don't care. That's pretty well what Jesus was saying, wasn't it? Jesus came to do the Father's will. It says, it's written in the volume of the book, "I've come to do your will." And He had full authority to do so. Father gave Him full authority. And I've had people over the years ask me questions like that. "Well, you want some credibility, or you want some," you know, and it was all natural things that they thought that I ought to do to make myself, "Well, you need to, you know, you're just, how are you ever going to do anything in ministry if you don't get out there and show yourself?" I had a family member say that. You're just hiding yourself away. It's kind of like when Jesus, when his brothers, I didn't write this in this here, but his brothers said, why don't you go to the feast? He said, it's not time for me to go to the feast. He said, for you, it's any time's good, but not for me. And then it said later, he went in secret. Yeah, they try to pull on you. Mm-hmm. All right, Jesus came to do the Father's will, and he had the authority to do so. It was not good enough to the religious leaders, though. They said it about Jesus, and they will probably say it about you, especially when the power of God starts manifesting in your life and they're powerless. The religious leaders said this about the disciples. This is Acts chapter 4. This is after they healed the man at the gate, chapter 3. This is verse 1 here of chapter 4. And as they spake unto the people, the priests and the captain of the temple and the Sadducees came upon them, being grieved that they taught the people and preached through Jesus the resurrection from the dead. And they laid hands on them and put them in hold unto the next day, for it was now eventide. Howbeit, many of them which heard the word believed, and the number of the men was about 5,000. It came to pass on the morrow that their rulers and elders and scribes and Annas the high priest and Caiaphas and John and Alexander and as many as were of the kindred of the high priest were gathered together at Jerusalem. And when they had set them in the midst, they asked, by what power, by what name have you done this? Well, they don't endorse you. You don't have our credentials. You didn't go to the the School of the Dead seminary. You didn't go. Then Peter filled with the Holy Ghost. Oh! Peter filled with the Holy Ghost. And said unto them, ye rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day be examined of the good deed done to the impotent man by what means he's made whole, be known unto you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you whole. This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which is become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned, ignorant men. We didn't go to the same seminary we did. We don't accept you. They were ignorant, unlearned. That means they didn't have any credentials. They marveled, and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. We recognize you. You're ignorant and unlearned, but the power of God flowed out of them. And beholding the man which was healed standing with them, they could say nothing against it. But when they commanded them to go aside out of the council, they conferred among themselves, saying, what shall we do to these men? For that indeed a notable miracle hath been done by them is manifest to all them that dwell in Jerusalem. We cannot deny it. That it spread no further among the people, let us straitly threaten them that they speak henceforth to no man in this name. And they called them and commanded them not to speak at all nor teach in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John answered and said unto them, rather it be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you more than unto God, judge ye, for we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. So when they had further threatened them, they let them go, finding nothing, how they might punish them because of the people. For all men glorified God for that which was done. For the man was above 40 years old on whom this miracle of healing was showed. But look at the power in the church here. Verse 29, they come back to their company and it says, Now, Lord, behold their threatenings, and grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word. By stretching forth thine hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of thy holy child Jesus. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness. And the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and of one soul. Neither said any of them that aught of the things which he possessed was his own, but they all had things common. With great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. Neither was there any among them that lacked, for as many as were possessors of lands or houses sold them and brought the prices of the things that were sold. Isn't that what Nasera does? Mm-hmm. Your focus is on humanitarian projects, helping others. You don't have any needs. And laid them down at the apostles' feet, and distribution was made unto every man according as he hath need. And Joseph, who by the apostles was surnamed Barnabas, which is being interpreted the son of consolation, a Levite, and of the country of Cyprus, having land, sold it, and brought the money and laid it at the apostles' feet. No, they didn't go to cemetery. Ignorant and unlearned in churchy ways, but wise in the ways of the Holy Spirit. Holy Ghost talk cannot be bought. Jesus was in the wilderness for 40 days and nights and went through temptation from the devil, and that is what his soon-to-be disciples said about him. Okay, John chapter 1. It's not 1. I don't remember where it was. I think it's 4. Yeah, it's chapter 4. When therefore the Lord knew how the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John, though Jesus himself baptized not but his disciples, he left Judea and departed again into Galilee, and he must needs go through Samaria. And I've already read that. Wait a minute. John 1. Okay, let's go to John 1. I guess maybe I did write it right. Oh, okay. Yeah, I did write it right. This is John chapter 1, verse 43. The day following, Jesus would go forth into Galilee, and finding Philip, he saith unto him, follow me. Now Philip was of Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip findeth Nathanael, and said unto him, we have found him, of whom Moses and the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. And Nathanael said unto him, can there anything good come out of Nazareth? Philip said, well, come and see. Anything good come out of Odessa, Texas? Jesus went to his church in his hometown and got up to read. This is Luke chapter 4. Verse 1. And Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, being 40 days tempted of the devil. In those days he did eat nothing, and when they had ended, he afterward hungered. And the devil said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, command this stone that it be made bread. And Jesus answered him, saying, it is written, that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. And the devil, taking him up into a high mountain, showed unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. The devil said unto him, all this power will I give thee, and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will I give it. If thou therefore will worship me, all shall be thine. And Jesus answered and said unto him, get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. And he brought him to Jerusalem, and set him on a pinnacle of the temple, and said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down from thence, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. And Jesus answering said unto him, it is said, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. And when the devil had ended all the temptation, he departed from him for a season. And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee, and there went out a fame of him through all the region round about. He taught in their synagogues, being glorified of all. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. There was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it is written, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, a recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And he closed the book, gave it again to the minister, and sat down. All eyes of all of them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him, and he began to say unto them, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. And they all bare him witness, and wondered at the gracious words which proceeded out of his mouth. And they said, is not this Joseph's son? And he said unto them, ye will surely say unto me this proverb, physician, heal thyself. Whatsoever we have heard done in Capernaum, do also here in this in thy country. In other words, well, we've been hearing about all this stuff you're doing over there. I ain't you ain't done nothing here. I want you to do something here. And he said, verily I say unto you, no prophet is accepted in his own country. But I tell you of a truth, many widows were in Israel in the days of Elias, when the heaven was shut up, 3 years and 6 months, when great famine was throughout all the land. But unto none of them was Elias sent, save unto Sarepta, city of Sidon, unto a woman that was a widow. And many lepers were in Israel in the time of Elias the prophet, and none of them were cleansed, saving Naaman the Syrian. And all they in the synagogue, when they heard these things, were filled with wrath, and rose up and thrust him out of the city, and led him unto the brow of the hill, whereon their city was built, that they might cast him down headlong, and he was passing through the midst of them, went his way. And then he goes into another town, starts doing healings and stuff. They tried to throw him down a hill. So what am I really saying here today? Don't let your traditional indoctrination keep you from what the Holy Ghost has for you. Don't be ashamed of being Holy Ghost taught, for it is the highest training anyone can receive in this earth. Jesus said this, and I'll close with this. This is John 15. If the world hate you, ye know that it hated me before it hated you. If ye were of the world would love his own. But because ye are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. Remember the word that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my sayings, they will keep your sayings. But all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake, because they know not him that sent me. If I had not come and spoken unto them, they had not had sin. But now that they have no cloak, now they have no cloak for their sin. Just a minute, I lost my... He that hateth me hateth my Father also. If I had not done among them the works which none other man did, they had not sinned, had sinned, but now have they both seen and hated both me and my Father. But this cometh to pass, that the word might be fulfilled that is written in their law, they hated me without a cause. But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me, and ye also shall bear witness, because ye have been with me from the beginning. So, just a little encouragement today. You know, we know why they hate the Patriots so bad. Because they hate God. They hate God, they're going to hate you. But just keep on doing what you're doing. That's all that we can do, is just keep putting the word out there, speaking to people. Okay.